How are you? Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, Gary Fox. Today, it's Idea Lab time. If you're not familiar with this concept, I don't blame you. They're pretty new. They were on the go for a long time, but now they're back. So what are they? They're essentially my own experiments to building my founder formula for success. So I believe everything in business and life comes down to finding your formula, finding what works for you. The major lesson I've learned from interviewing hundreds of founders is there's no one way to build a dream business and a dream life, but there are similarities. You just need to find out which ones work for you. So the Idea Labs will be me documenting my journey with you. I'll be doing experiments across body, business, brain, family, fun, and finance. So we've kicked off our finance compounding experiment in September. So September 1st, I said, right, we're going to do a year-long experiment in compounding. Because anything less just doesn't really make sense, right? So today I'm going to reveal the first month's progress in our art of compounding experiment. But first, quick thank you to my partners who make this podcast possible.
Going green, becoming more sustainable, it's everywhere, right? Everyone wants to be greener and do their bit to help. But sometimes, for your business, there are more important things to do. It's hard to find the time. Well, take it out of your hands because it's all in a day's work for your local enterprise office. They have the time and the experts to sort it for you. And the best bit is, it'll help your business, save you time, money, and energy. Perfect, right? The Green for Business audit will assess your business and tell you where you can make changes. And the new energy efficiency grant will help you pay for those changes. And your local enterprise office will sort the whole process for you. Go to www.allinadayswork.ie/green, fill out the form that takes less than 2 minutes, and your local enterprise office will take it from there. Going green? It's all in a day's work for your local enterprise office. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to share a game changer for your business, Azure Communications. When it comes to print and marketing solutions, these folks, led by CEO Jenny Johnston, are the real deal. Whether you need an eye-catching brochure, sleek business cards, or a full-blown digital campaign, Azure Communications has you covered. They're not just about high-quality prints or digital campaigns, they're also about delivering great results. And here's the best part. Just for listeners of the Entrepreneur Experiment, you can get 20% off your first order. Just give them a call or go online and use the code FOX20. With personalized service and fast turnaround times, Azure Communications will help you make the impact your business deserves. Trust me, when it comes to making your brand stand out, Azure Communications is the provider of choice. Check them out at azurecom.ie. Use code FOX20 and elevate your marketing game today. Many of you listening to the pod are business owners and savvy investors, but have you been introduced to peer-to-peer lending? Peer-to-peer lending is the practice of lending money directly to other individuals or businesses without the need for a traditional intermediary like a bank. Property Bridges offers you the opportunity to lend directly to experienced home builders across Ireland through their innovative online investment platform. Investors earn returns of up to 9% per annum, and your money is fully secured against property. To learn more, visit propertybridges.com. Property Bridges is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
So Idea Labs are going to be chatty, right? There's going to be me with a coffee, relaxed, probably in the home office, sitting down, just chatting to you. And this one is going to be the first 4 weeks of our Art of Compounding experiment. So the experiment parameters are pretty simple, as they should be. I like to keep everything simple. I find when you complicate anything, you do it for a little bit and then you lose track and lose focus. So all my stuff is aimed at simplicity, which brings consistency. Big believer in simplicity brings consistency. So all my experiments will be very simple to do. And on that note, if you do want to join and you want to get involved, these experiments are for me, right? Just caveat, they're for my own personal learning purposes. They're for me to find my formula for success. But if you want to get involved, do. You can either join, we have a WhatsApp group for this experiment, or you can just join my email newsletter. You'll be getting weekly updates there. If you just want something that's quite like passive, as in like you just want to receive it every week, go to mrgaryfox.com, join the email newsletter there. That's probably the easiest way. And within that, then you can join the WhatsApp group. I share details of how to join the WhatsApp group pretty frequently. Best way is hit reply on one of those emails and I'll add you to the WhatsApp group. So what are the parameters and how can you get involved? The key thing to realize here is this whole experiment is about teaching ourselves the art of compounding. And the art of compounding was taught to me by three books, like Everything Great Is. The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. Really easy read. You could blast through that in a couple of days. excellent book, The Psychology of Money, which I should be on commission for at this stage, with Morgan Housel. That's broader. That teaches through anecdotes about how to avoid the traps that our own psychology teaches us, which plays tricks on us, I should say, not teaches us. Our own psychology is going to play tricks on us all the time. And it's about overriding those. And that's what this experiment is all about. It's about overriding our psychology and overriding what we normally want to do. Normally, we want quick fixes, dopamine. I'll talk about dopamine in a minute. It's the biggest enemy to progress in the current world. And finally, Atomic Habits. Of course it is, Gary. Please stop talking about that book. So those three books taught me everything I really needed to know about compounding and not just managing my psychology, but managing my psychology, particularly around money. I've invested on and off. I've dabbled, right? I've got a pension. I've made investments in myself. Really, they've been the best investments I ever made. Cliche alert. I've started businesses, obviously, and they've yielded the biggest returns of my life. But I want more regular, systematic investments that just build over time. I want other stuff outside of my business that isn't reliant on me. Because obviously, being a founder, everything you do is reliant on you, right? You need to show up every day. There's what's called key man risk, or I guess you'd call it key person risk these days. You know, you are the main point of failure in your business. So for me, over the next couple of years, it's all about finding steady, not income streams, because they're investments, right? They'll pay you off in the longer term. They aren't immediate income streams. These are things you're going to put money into. And hopefully, over time, the value should rise based on the last 50, 60 years of research that we know. And then as you go through your life, this should start paying you out, either through dividends or you can start cashing some out, right? But for me, these aren't really cash out things. This isn't like a flip experiment. I'm going to do some of those as well because they're really fun. That's how I got my start in business, was flipping stuff online. We're going to do one of those as well, see how far we can flip an object up. They'll be really fun. But this is more of a kind of a steady eddy, passive, grown-up experiment, right? This is something we can all do and something we all should be doing, is steadily investing in our net worth over time. When you study people who are wealthy, right? When you look back and you look at people around you who are, like, inverted commas, wealthy, they invest in things that give them yield. And what that means is they invest in assets rather than buying things. You know, a lot of, like, new rich people would buy things. I'm just back from some time in South Spain, Marbella in particular. Like, that's the home of buying things, right? These people go and they flex and they have their cars. People ship their cars to Marbella for the summer just so they can drive around and flex. It's insanity. I enjoy the madness of it. I describe it as like a human zoo. The people watching is unbelievable, but that's not what I'm into, right? For me, it's all about, like, understated wealth. Can you build slow wealth over time? That's not sexy. That's not cool. But look, I have hundreds of other episodes of Cool Founders who can teach how to do that. This is more about how can we, like, do the things we should be doing that might be a little bit boring, but really, really pay off. So, art of compounding experiment. Spit it out, Gary. What is it? You're 6 minutes in. Get to the juice. Right. The juice is this. From September 1st, I'm investing 10 euros every single day in Bitcoin and 10 euros every single day in the stock market. Bitcoin is my, like, that's my non-traditional investment. I've been involved in Bitcoin since 2016. Again, all this is for my own personal enjoyment. Do not take this as investment advice. Definitely don't listen to someone on the internet as to how you should invest your money. This is just personal fun, right? These are the things I'm doing to teach myself and to hopefully yield a good return for me and my family in the future. 10 euros into Bitcoin and 10 euros into the stock market every single day. Why I'm doing that is I want to compare and contrast as well. So 10 euros every day, it's pretty achievable, right? You kind of think, oh, that's a small number. But when you compound that over the year, that's going to give you 3,640 euros invested over the year. That's also going to give you 3,640 euros in the stock market over the year, giving you a total of 7,280 euros invested over 1 year. That's pretty chunky. Whereas you said 10 a day into like this and 10 a day into that, you wouldn't really think about it too much. So that's kind of what I picked at, is that that's a very achievable amount for me. That's a very realistic amount. I think for people who want to play along at home, pick whatever, right? Pick whatever you're comfortable with. But just pick something, whether it's like a euro a day total. Just do a euro a day total. That's fine. The only way I learn, and the only way most people learn, is through doing, getting skin in the game. That is a huge lesson for any entrepreneurs and founders. You can read all the books, you can listen to all the podcasts, you can go all the talks and seminars, you can do all the networking you want. You only truly experience it by having skin in the game. And that means often putting your time or capital to work. So for me, it's all about putting my capital to work over the next year. So we're 4 weeks in. What's been going on? I'm going to give you kind of the running tallies. I'm going to grab my phone here. So I've been doing it really simply, right? For the first 4 weeks, I simply just used Revolut. Because again, the key to all these experiments, keep it simple. We talked about this already. Simplicity breeds consistency. What we want is, can we do this every single week? So I used Revolut for the first 4 weeks. I'm actually going to probably move my crypto buying onto Kraken now because they're actually working with me. They're going to be a partner of the podcast. So for the first 4 weeks, I used Revolut, and that means I can set up recurring buys. This is something that's on Kraken as well, and it's on Revolut. So I set up recurring buys, so I don't have to go in even every Sunday and do it. So I'm buying once a week. That's mainly just to try to reduce the fees and also to increase my likelihood of doing it. If you're buying every day and you have to go in and manually do it, you're going to forget. And if you forget once, it's no big deal. You can do it the next day. But if you start missing three times, that seems to be the typical psychological phenomenon. You know, trip once is fine. Trip twice is okay. Trip three times, you're probably not getting back up. That's the scientific definition as well. There you go. But that scientifically, that's been proven, right? If you fail at something three times, you're more likely to give it up. So for me, it's all about reducing the risk of not completing this task. So the task is invest 10 euros every single day for a year in Bitcoin and 10 euros every single day in stocks. How can I decrease that risk? I can decrease the risk by making it as simple as possible. I set up these recurring buys so that every Sunday, it just does it for me. I just recurring buy, and the parameters are really simple, right? I kept it simple for a reason. I'm just going to buy 70 quid Bitcoin and 70 quid into, I'm going to spice this up probably with the stocks. I've been buying Shopify and then been buying Fortune 500 ETF. So that means I don't have to really think about what I'm doing. I'm probably going to split it up. So I'm going to do like a month of picking a stock and a month of just investing into a fund. Investing into the fund is the easiest way to do it because you don't have to think about it at all. With stocks, there's a little bit more thinking involved, but I'll probably just pick one stock. So I might just pick one stock every alternative month. So that's only six stocks to pick, right? It's not exactly like rocket science. I'm not here Warren Buffett trading the market here. So after 5 weeks, right? We're 5 weeks in now. I'm recording this in the first week of October. Total invested, 700 euro. Total portfolio worth, how much are we up? 719.70 euros. So we're up 19.70 euros. Not massive, but better to be up than down, right? And look, I'm not really looking for mad returns on this. This is not a mad return investment strategy. This is more, can we increase by maybe 10% over the year? That'd be great. You know, anything above 5% is good. Plus, we're in a weird time, right? We're in a really strange time in terms of like the markets, in terms of returns, in terms of investing. The psychological thing as humans, and I've spoken about this quite a lot in the pod, is that we tend to panic and get excited as the price goes up. I'm going to take a little sip of coffee as we're chatting here. So feel free just to really enjoy these chats. Just think of them as pods that you can just sit back and relax with. There isn't going to be mad insights or learnings here. This is just more something me connecting with you, sharing with you what I'm doing. So a little sip of coffee. It's oil coffee, by the way. I have oil coffee every single morning. Shout out and plug to my friend James, who's building this mushroom coffee business. Incredible for focus. So you can see here, I'm in my home office. I'm doing deep work. So for that, I use the mushroom coffee. Anyway, slight segue there. Total Bitcoin investment is 350 euro. The Bitcoin balance is only up 5 euro. So the Bitcoin portfolio balance is 355.34. Total stocks investment is 350. And the total stocks portfolio is 364. So stocks are actually outperforming Bitcoin 3-1. So that's interesting, right? That's insight. That's insight I wouldn't have gotten. At the minute in the world in general, right? It's really complex what's going on, especially in finances. And so many people don't do finances because, and don't look after their own finances because see, it's too complex. I did past maths. I'm not a financial whiz. I never will be. I don't have to be. I just need to know enough to manage my own business, number one, and my own personal finances, number two. You can overthink this stuff to the last. Finances is one of those mad things that people think they can outsmart the entire market without having any experience in. So people tend to either go from zero, I don't do anything, to one, which is I'm just going to try outsmart the market. It's not timing the market that matters. It's time in the market. Say it with me now. It's not timing the market. It's time in the market. We're not traders. I'm not trying to be a trader. I'm just trying to be someone that has active investments over time. So if I do this every year for the next 10 years, that's going to compound pretty quickly. So how I'm thinking about this is my daughter is just under 2 years old now. So I'm going to do this every year until she's 18. And they'll probably continue it, right? But having time frames in your mind like that are useful. Nothing magical is going to happen when she's 18, but it just gives me a time frame of like, what will you invest in now that you'd be happy to hold for 18 years? I think too often we invest short term. We think, what can I get a return on in the next 6 to 12 months? And look, I'm going to do experiments like that as well because they're fun and they're exciting. But you need these in tandem, right? It's never one strategy. It's never one thing you should be doing that will lead you to success. It's all these basics that you should be doing consistently without even thinking about it. So the idea of flow is when you're like in your rhythm. You look at elite sports stars performing at the Olympics or elite footballers. They're not thinking about every single decision they're making. They're in flow. Like a 100-meter sprinter is not thinking, move my left leg, move my right, move my arm. They're in flow. They've done this tens of thousands of times. And it should be the same with us, right? We want to spend time thinking about the big decisions and then putting systems and structures in place so we don't have to think about it every day. So for me, I don't have to think about now for the next 12 months, what am I going to invest in? Am I going to invest? How much should I invest? You drive yourself demented, right? And this is where we all fall down. We think and then we overthink. And as a result of overthinking, leads to inaction. I'm speaking to myself here more so than anyone else. That's where I've always fallen down in the past. It's like overthink, which leads to self-doubt, which leads to a lack of self-confidence, which leads to inaction. So for me, it's all about having great systems. So I've broken my entire life down into systems now. So I have business, body, brain, family, fund, finances. And within those, I have subsystems so that, let's take my fitness, right? Let's just get out of finance for a second. Let's take my fitness. So I have my training system, I have my recovery system, and I have my longevity system. And what that simply means is I have protocols and processes that I do every single day and week within that. So I don't have to think about every single day going, oh, what do I have to do today? Today is just, okay, you're going to have to take your sauna, you're going to have to do your vitamins, and you have to get 8 hours sleep, right? That's not my exact system. I'll do a separate video on all the different systems I have, but that's just an example. So this is your finance system for me for the next 12 months. So after 5 weeks, here's a little insight for you, right? If you're listening to this, and you're like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get involved. Me and Gary are going to do this together. 50 people expressed interest in this when I started this back in September 1st. So I talked about it for a couple of weeks leading up to it. And then I just launched it. 50 people run an email newsletter. I sent it out for 4 weeks. And then I was like, no one's really engaging here. Email is the wrong platform. So I said, right, let's move everyone over to WhatsApp. I was also away, so I wasn't really that focused on it. I said, I'll move everyone over to WhatsApp. Of the 50 people that expressed interest in doing the experiment with me, how many people expressed interest in keeping going and moving to the WhatsApp? If you're playing along at home, I'm going to give you 3 seconds to think and say it out loud. How many people do you think went from 50 who initially said they're going to do it to how many people were still doing just 4 weeks later, right? And these are engaged people. These are people who are smart. You listeners of the pod, you're all pretty smart. How many people? 3, 2, 1, say it out loud. 5. Surprised? I was. That's low. That's a great example of, this is something we all should be investing in our future, right? This is something that's so obvious that we should be doing. But yet of the 50 people, 5 have transitioned over to the WhatsApp group. So if you want to make that number 5 to 6 to 7 to 8 to 50 by the end of the year again, let's get involved, right? Just join the email newsletter, MrGaryFox.com, and we'll get involved. So the 3 books, just to wrap it up again, if you want to do your own research, The Compound Effect, Psychology of Money, and Atomic Habits, they're the 3 books I would recommend. We're going to be doing loads more experiments over the next 12 months. So what I would love from you is give me ideas for experiments. So okay, I need experiments, ideas for business, body, brain, family, fun, finance. So we got our finance experiment. We'll probably do a couple more over the year because this one's kind of set and forget, right? There's not much management in this. So hit me up on wherever, Instagram, email. I'm easy to find. I'm all over the internet. If you're not getting my content at this stage, something wrong. Your algorithm's broken. I'll see you back here on Thursday for a brand new deep dive episode. Until then, have a great week.